Yes, it's Matthew here, and I want to touch a subject with all of you. Life is too short to not be living as epic as possible. When I say that, I don't mean that you need to jump out of an airplane or ride a bull every single day, but if that's what you want to do, then do it. But what I do want to highlight is life is too short to be focused on negativity or to be focused on what we don't have or to be focused on these things in our life that we cannot control that come up, because those challenges and those obstacles actually make us stronger. Your mindset on how you approach any type of challenge or obstacle is a choice that you make. You decide how you're going to approach and tackle it. If you're going to approach it at all, or if you're going to try to avoid it. Why give off negative energy that only attracts more of that negative energy to you? Why not just be super excited, epic, positive energy all times, all communications with everyone? Listen, life isn't perfect and we always want something. We're always going for something. If we had everything, then there would be no reason for dreams and goals because you've got it already. A person who has a dream, a unique talent or skill that achieves a high level of that doesn't stop there. There's something else that opens up. There's something else that they want. There's a mountaintop, a peak even higher or more difficult to get to. Why focus on what you can't control? One of the greatest sayings that you really need to understand deep for what it is to replace expectation for appreciation. Replace expectation for appreciation. Expectation is a pathway to misery because you can't control it. You've got expectations. Take it. Don't allow a subjective environment made of material or circumstances you can't control determine your happiness. Have appreciation for what we do have. Have appreciation for that relationship with that person that you do have, not for what doesn't happen. No matter what, if the relationship is good or bad, have appreciation that another individual shared some time with you. Learn from it. Even if it's not a good relationship, learn from it. Your relationships are the closest individuals you have to you. It could be a boss. It could be a roommate. It could be your children, your family, your parents. It could be your girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse or life partner. It could be a number of individuals you see regularly. Life is too short to allow others to influence it negatively. Have appreciation instead of that expectation. It is too short. I can't say that enough. How you live and how you feel is a choice that was given to you. Be grateful. Be in gratitude for what we do have. If your eyes open in the morning, that doesn't happen for everyone. If you've got fingers and toes and legs and a heart and ears, that doesn't happen for everyone. If you have children, a relationship, if you have a car, a bike, or tennis shoes, if you had dinner last night or an ice cream cone, if you had somebody to talk about with a hardship or a success in your life, if you have the ability to listen to this right now on some type of electronic device, be grateful for what we have. Be grateful for your ability and your awareness to even want to be a little bit better. We can't focus on the things that we don't have in our bank account, the things that didn't go perfect in the morning routine, the things that didn't go quite well with him or her who we share time with. I am willing to bet right now that a smile, a true smile, resides very close to your gratitude. My challenge to you is to be in gratitude as often as possible. And when you realize you are sour, that is when you find that gratitude and that smile and you embrace it and you change.